As the title now reads, Ballot Measure 1 is an, quote, initiative prohibiting the use of public funds to lobby or campaign, and prohibiting holders of government contracts and family members from making political contributions. In May, Jason Klein of Clean Team Alaska described one goal of the measure to a gathering of the Resource Development Council.
We're hoping to stop publicly funded lobbyists. The idea that you can use taxpayer dollars to fund someone to go down and get more taxpayer dollars, this is an unhealthy, cyclical growth of government that the state cannot afford.
If a company, government entity, school district, union, or other groups benefit from a state contract or grant over $500, individuals could not use their business or organization's money to help testify before any state government group. Nor could they do so while on the clock. They would have to take unpaid leave. Another Measure 1 backer, attorney Ken Jacobus, also spoke at the same panel discussion. He pointed to the measure's 2-year prohibition against hiring former legislators and staff aides.
To ensure that a public contract is not awarded and then the legislature or staff member immediately compensated with a job in return for directing the public contract to a certain company.
Jacobus said an exception to that rule is if the legislator or staff member was previously trained and employed in that field. The measure would also ban political contributions from anyone with government grants or contracts and their family members. Opponents like Peggy Wilcox say the sweeping family member aspect of Measure 1 would cripple political participation. At a July Anchorage Chamber of Commerce luncheon, she used an imaginary contribution as an example.
This is my immediate family. When you map it out, it ends up being 54 individuals. Got one husband, two uncles, two parents, three in-laws, four grandparents, six nieces, 14 nephews, eight aunts, seven siblings, and seven sibling spouses. All of those people would be prohibited from giving a contribution to this particular candidate.
Wilcox then depicted a village business that, as a sole source, sold gas to the troopers and other state agencies. If the amount was over $500 a year, Ballot Measure 1 candidate contribution restrictions would apply. Wilcox said the ban would prohibit campaign contributions from her 50-some member family, her workers and their families, and even the vendors and their families who sold the business gas, snacks, ice, and so forth. While the Vote No on One group has launched a heavy media campaign, the Vote Yes backers have pretty much been absent in the media. In May, Clean Team Alaska Chairman Dick Randolph said the group was suspending active campaigning for the measure. Randolph said it was because the new ballot title and description language changes by the Lieutenant Governor and Attorney General gave, quote, unions and the Municipal League an unfair advantage. Since then, the Alaska Public Offices Commission has filed a nearly $340,000 penalty against one of the initiative and ballot measure's primary contribution pass-through organizations. The group, Alaskans for Open Government, will appeal the levy. For KSKA, I'm Len Anderson.